Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. All right here, Eastern Time. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. The audio path of totality. You can also see the show, although for the life of me, I don't know why. But you can actually see the show. You can see me suffering and dealing with this daily train wreck here that I create. Just go to Facebook. It's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Picture a cyclops, picture a second cyclops, and then picture a third cyclops, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Three cyclopses. Cyclops I? Well, there are three of them. The last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, except you had a V. All right, fine. So again, take a look at it, see what you think. There's not much to see, and we're screwing around. I mean, screwing around is not the right word, but we're in the beta phase. Yes. Oh, that sounds so technical. Yes, this is the beta phase of something that we're trying to do here in our state-of-the-art world-class studio that's not even soundproof. We've got a screen set up here, and we've got the Herb Electric logo in the background here. So if you're watching the show, you can now see Herb Electric. I love Herb Electric, full disclosure. One of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, I use Herb Electric. The generator is fantastic. We've got Herb coming out again on Friday to put in some new lighting and some other stuff. I mean, they're just the best. And it's all run by this incredible person, Angie. She is the person that you first meet when you go into Herb Electric. Lovely human being. Absolutely lovely human being. She answers the phone. She says hello to people coming into the door. She gets you in touch with the right people. Angie is pretty much the mastermind of all of this, at least as far as I can tell. And that bitter guy that Justin, whatever. By the way, did anybody see the pictures of bitter Justin on Facebook? He was doing some kind of a disco thing. I'm not quite sure what that was. A Make-A-Wish or Special Wish or Wish I Couldn't See Him or something. I don't know why. I mean, he had a disco ball. And I mean, Justin doing disco. Gee, it's an image I'll never get out of my mind here. In any event, long story short, Angie runs the place. She's fantastic. Herb Electric, and we got the sign up here, the slide or whatever the thing is called, with our computer. And we're still screwing around with all sorts of different things, but that's what it looks like today. And me, I look like I normally look like, which is nothing to brag about, let me tell you. Stephen Miller is a great spokesperson for the Trump administration, and he made a very compelling case regarding these reciprocal tariffs. And by the way, if you notice that the media, because again, they hate Trump so much, they never call them reciprocal tariffs. They never tell you that Trump is simply doing to the rest of the world what the rest of the world has been doing to us. They never say reciprocal tariff because that's what it is. It's reciprocal. It's like, oh, you have a 50% tax on a tariff on our American-made products in your country? Fine. We'll have a 50% tariff on your products made in your country for, you know, shipping them over here. It's a tit-for-tat thing. I mean, that's all this is. And he is hoping that he can drive down these tariffs so we'll have free trade, real free trade, which is a wonderful thing. Because right now, Trump is saying that we have stupid trade, which we do. We allow these other countries to put massive tariffs on American goods, which costs Americans good paying jobs. And the media is fine with that. The Democrats are fine with that. No complaints about any of that stuff. But just as soon as Trump said, you know, we've got to fight back. We've got to put the same tariffs on their products that they've been putting on ours. Oh, now it's a big deal. Now we worry about the cost of eggs and the cost of this, that, and the other. The media, they're just the worst. God, they're the worst. Stephen Miller makes a very strong case. This guy's fantastic. I could listen to him all day. He's just brilliant. He really is.
Can someone explain to me? We protect and defend South Korea. And in exchange, they steal our automobile industry, they steal our electronics industry. We protect and defend Japan, and in exchange, they close their market to our cars. We protect and defend Canada, and they run up a massive trade deficit with us. We protect and defend all of Europe at a cost of trillions of dollars over time, and what do? They run an over $300 billion trade deficit with the United States. Why should America protect the world, send foreign aid to the world, defend the world, provide for the world, and in exchange, get ripped off by every other country in the world? And what do we have to show for it? The deindustrialization of the heartland, the destruction of the American dream, the eradication of our industrial and manufacturing base that we need for our national security, and the crushing of the American dream. It has to stop, not to mention $36 trillion in debt.
He's fantastic, and he's telling you the truth. He absolutely is telling you the truth with all of this stuff. He really is. Now, there's another one I want you to hear. This is really, hold on a second, I got it here. To help you understand why the Democrats, why the left is so upset about Elon Musk and his Doge team simply disclosing the truth to you about what the deep state has been doing to you, using your money to do it to you. This guy, this is an Antonio Garcias, who's part of the Doge team, and his revelations about what they've discovered and how they're using this stuff is really quite quite amazing.
We mapped it through to the benefit programs. We found in the benefit programs that every benefit program that was being accessed by these people, you know, 1.3 million of them are on Medicaid right now, today. And by the way, it's just ramping. It's just starting, just to give you a point. And then out of curiosity, I woke up at night, like 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep. My mind was right on this. I sent the engineer a note saying, hey, guys, let's just look at the public voter rolls, who we find in some friendly states. And we looked at the voter rolls, and we found that thousands of them were registered to vote in a handful of states. And then we went even further with those friendly states and found that many of those people had actually voted. It was shocking to us. If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. And so now the question we're asking ourselves is, what do we do? We've referred some to prosecution. That's ongoing right now. You know, we're thinking through how to do it. And the reality is they have various kinds of status, and it's a very detailed analysis legally they're working through right now about how to deal with it.
So thousands of those people registered to vote.
Yes.
In the election.
Which is a federal crime, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, the interesting thing is, like, the Heritage Foundation has a very good project. You know, it's obviously right-leaning, where they're studying all cases of fraud. I looked at it before we're here. There's only been 24 cases since 2003 of somebody who's a non-citizen trying to vote. Now, those are people caught. So this would be incredibly dramatic if it was even 1,000 people.
Oh, no, Jason, it's more than 1,000. I've seen it. I've seen the data myself, and it's more than 1,000 in just a couple of states. I mean, it is shockingly bad. And this is the tip of the iceberg, guys. It's the tip of the iceberg. It doesn't include the 7.8 million people that ICE has that have come in illegally and are here, and all the people that came illegally we don't know are here. I mean, this is not a political issue. I want to be really clear about this.
Yeah, Antonio,
this is about America.
Let's just take one step back, because I just want you to repeat this. So, because I think it's important, and we may have just run over it a little too quickly. When you get a social security number, what you're saying is there's all of these important downstream consequences. One of the downstream consequences is you could show up, register to vote, and that's an illegitimate action that's breaking federal law. That's one. But the second is that without knowing who this person is, they can start to absorb resources that could have otherwise gone to an American. I guess that's like a fundamental part of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, how do you quantify that? Can you just maybe explain it a little bit more about all of the different ways in which you think now, you know, the United States ends up leaking services to these folks?
And also they could be contributing too, right? They could be paying taxes into the system. And so I guess there's both of those possibilities, and both of those have fingerprints to mop. So yeah, good question.
You know, look, we need to figure this out. This is it's massively complex. You can see the map I have on the whiteboard in our office. It's huge. And we're figuring it out right now. But let me just tell you this. And every benefit program we looked at, and this is just a handful of states, we found people on all the benefit programs, and we found them on unemployment. We found them on Medicaid. So adjacent to your point, the people on Medicaid and unemployment, they're not contributing. They're taking out, they're mooching, right? Sure. There are criminals. I mean, look, we sent this data list to the National Targeting Center. I don't want to get too far into the data, but I can tell you they found hard hits in the targeting center of very bad people, criminals and people on terrorist watch lists that are in this group. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a problem. We got to figure out how to deal with it. And of course, there are people that are also, you know, have jobs and paying in the system. That's, you know, that's also true. All these things are true. And we're trying to sort through the data and figure out how to actually deal with it now.
So all that sounds horrible, doesn't it? Of course it does. But it's actually even worse than that. Hold on. I've got this one here. I got to follow up with this. This one is amazing. As horrible as all that sounds, it's actually even worse.
Elon Musk was on stage with one of his Doge teammates, Antonio Gracias, and they put a chart up that showed new Social Security numbers issued to non-citizens. And they talked about if someone gets asylum, they can get work authorization, and then they automatically get a Social Security number in the mail without having to prove their identity and without having to do an in-person interview with the Social Security Administration. But it's actually worse than what they described, because the regulations currently allow someone to apply for work authorization 5 months after applying for asylum. So that clock doesn't start once asylum is granted. It starts once someone files an asylum application. They found that a subset of those had voted illegally in the U.S. So it is quite a pipeline from simply submitting an asylum application to all these downstream benefits that can be exploited. And so it is in the interest of illegal aliens to file bogus asylum applications, because it gets them that work card, and that's what they really want. So what we propose is that getting work authorization should be tied to being granted asylum or an other underlying benefit, rather than just encouraging people to submit applications to start a clock towards work authorization.
Is it any wonder why these bitter Democrat losers, these Marxist misfits, and of course their buddies in the media, are so upset with Trump and with Doge and Elon Musk? All the truth is coming out. Everything that I've been telling you regarding rigged elections and the pandemic and everything else, and these NGOs, non-government organizations, and Soros, and the money laundering, now they're able to quantify this with their analysis of U.S. aid and these other government entities and non-government organizations. And the leftists are losing their minds. It's like, oh my God, our money laundering scheme with U.S. aid, and I'm sure there are many establishment Republicans who also got a piece of the pie. I am sure of that, because the last two times that Republicans in Congress tried to hold USAID accountable, more than 100 Republican members in Congress said, oh, no, you can't look at that. Let me tell you, folks, we're exposing the deep state and the uniparty.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.